the God of the entire humanity, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting. The hereafter, the day of judgment, the day of weighing the scales of good deeds and bad deeds, is the day which all Muslims are actually behaving and functioning in this life to make successful. However, there are many people who are led astray by one misunderstanding or the other, which causes them not to perform as best as they could in this worldly life. Because a misunderstanding can actually have a very lasting influence on the manner one functions in this worldly life, it's important to know what exactly is the reality of the concepts which people entertain in their minds. One of the misunderstandings which is quite widespread amongst the Muslims is that they believe that the religion of God and its requirements can be divided into two parts. One part is what they call huququllah, the rights of God. And there is another part which could be described as huququl ibad, the rights of fellow human beings. And some Muslims believe that the rights of fellow human beings are more important, and the rights of Allah are the ones which God Almighty is going to forgive. And therefore, if you don't pray, if you don't fast, if you don't do Hajj, if you don't give zakat, and if you do not go through the other formal rituals which belong to the category of God's rights, He is so very gracious and open to forgiveness, to forgive, that it's not really going to seriously matter so long as we are good to our parents, to the fellow human beings, to the neighbors, to the employees, to the employers. The fact of the matter is that although it's true that if somebody performs the rituals in a manner that those rituals are hollow in their spirit, then the worldly performance in the domain of relationship with the fellow human beings gets negatively affected, and people do not morally perform as well as they are expected to, and as such, their rituals do not carry any weight whatsoever. However, it would be an equally mistaken view that we can live the life of this trial without caring for God Almighty and His rights. The Almighty Himself has declared that He did not create us for any purpose except for us to worship Him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ When the very purpose of ours is to worship God, how could it be possible that we ignore worshipping Him and yet entertain the possibility in our minds that we are going to be successful in the hereafter? Why do we care for our parents? We care for them because we believe that they have been kind to us. Can anybody say that the parents have been more kind to us than our Creator? Most certainly the Creator, God, is the one who created our parents and everything else. Therefore, the Quran is very clear about the fact that we have to strike a balance between our performance, which belongs to the category of the rights of God, and the performance that is in the domain of the rights of fellow human beings. The Almighty very clearly mentions that the one who ascribes partners with God, a crime which is unpardonable, the Almighty says that He is not going to allow any such person to enter the paradise, because the one who does it, the one who is a polytheist and he ascribes partners to God, has done a crime, has been unfair beyond limits. So that in this worldly life, we have to acknowledge the rights of God Almighty as well as the rights of fellow human beings. In one of the passages of the Quran, the Almighty, when He describes all moral principles in a nutshell in Surah Bani Israel, He mentions that the first and the foremost right is that of God Almighty, and thereafter He also requires us that we bil walidaini ihsana, we be good to our parents as well. Why is it then that this misunderstanding has become quite popular? that we are to take care of only the rights of fellow human beings. As far as rights of God are concerned, they can be ignored without any real possibility of us getting punished. The reason is that sometimes in some of the narrations, ahadith, it has been described in some passages, in some ahadith, that if a person commits a crime against God and he seeks forgiveness, if his repentance is genuine, comes from the core of his heart, God Almighty is going to forgive. But if his crime was committed against a fellow human being, his act of seeking forgiveness is not going to be complete until such time that he also seeks forgiveness from the person whose right he has transgressed. And it's only then that his repentance is going to be accepted as valid. However, this is something which is one matter. It doesn't really mean that as far as our worldly performance is concerned, we can completely ignore God Almighty's rights, his right to be worshipped, his right to be taken always care of as far as our conscious effort is concerned while living the life of this world, that we have to please him. We have to be conscious of the fact that he is all the time looking at us and we have to be accountable to him. May the Almighty enable us to perform in this worldly life in a manner that we are taking care of both the rights of God and the rights of fellow human beings, so that ultimately at the end of the day, we are successful in the hereafter.